A small percentage of the population believes there's a planet out there called Nibiru that's on a collision course with Earth, and NASA is keeping it a secret. Conspiracy theories usually revolve around fears of deadly threats and huge cover-ups. So our topic today is the often overlooked reality that most actual threats to life are very low probability. For example, each of us face one chance in 88 that we will ultimately die in a car accident. That's the lifetime risk. So automobile travel is not totally safe, and yet we still drive because we know the risk is somewhat small. I often deal with this as a pilot and airplane owner. Some folks are afraid to fly in a small plane, and I respect that. However, statistically, the chances of suffering a fatal small plane accident are 1 in 100,000 per hour. So if a friend of yours is a pilot and invites you up for an hour, your risk is 1 in 100,000, about the same as being killed by a dog. It's not zero, but it's not significant either. Living in a brick home gives you 6 millirems of radiation annually, about the same as you'd get during a round-trip commercial flight to Chicago. That small amount of radiation might mean there's a 1 in a million chance that your home will kill you from cancer. But if you're house hunting with a realtor, would you really buy a wood frame home to avoid such a risk? Modern life is full of minor hazards, which even include such infamous scary items as pesticide residues and asbestos insulation. Most of us try to dodge some of these, but you'd drive yourself crazy if you tried to avoid them all. And definitely, you can include in that category getting hit by a meteor. The point is, outside of personal illness, and contrary to public perception, most of life's risks are very low probability affairs. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.